To take a few minutes to talk about a little bit of the theme of Hanukkah and some of the feelings that we had on Hanukkah. We should be ready to have some understanding what we're saying when Hanukkah comes. So the Gemara tells us in Bava Kama Tetzayin that, and question how exactly we understand this, but it says that after 7 years, after a person dies, his spine turns into a snake. But there's a way to prevent this if you bow during Modim. So Baruch Hashem, most of us do that. Hopefully we do it the proper way. Then we don't have to turn into a snake. So obviously we have to investigate what is the idea, what's the connection between a snake and the idea of showing Hodah, of doing Modim. So in the Chalom, in the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, the Nechoshes, which sounds very much like Nachash, Nechoshes is the copper, that is compared to Yavan, to the Greeks, that are enemies from the Hanukkah incident. So Nachash and Nechoshes, we see in the Torah, those are used together in different places. So we'll come back to that in a moment. The Sfas Emes writes that why is it that Hanukkah is Yemei Halav Hodah? That's what the Gemara tells us. The theme of Hanukkah is their Yemei Halav Hodah. Unlike, let's say, Purim, which is Yemei Mishtev Simcha, the focus of Hanukkah is Halav Hodah. So that's certainly something to be, that's very important. Sfas Emes wants to know, why is that Dafka Shayach to Hanukkah, to the conflict that we had with the Yavanim? So obviously there's something to be thankful for. That would be true on all holidays. So he says, because the idea of what Yavan was all about is the meat of Azus, of being brazen. They don't give Hodah. They don't believe in the idea of thanks and admitting to others that they're right, someone else is right. So when we defeated, when we were able to get Hashem's help to overcome Yavan, so it wasn't just we're thankful to Hashem, but we overcame the powers that do not have the koach of showing thanks, the powers that have brazenness, that don't believe in the idea of being thankful. So therefore, it's Dafka on Hanukkah that we have such a focus on Halav Hodah. And the Maharal writes in Ner Mitzvah that Yavan is connected to this meat of Azus Meitzach, of brazenness. And he says, therefore, they fight with people just for the sake of fighting. They just want to be the winner. And in the dream of Daniel, the Yavan is compared to the Namer, to what might be the leopard, which we know is famous for being brazen, for having the meat of Azus. So Azus, if we look at that as the opposite of giving thanks, that's what's represented by Yavan, whether it's the Namer, the Nachash, the attitude of Yavan not to give thanks, and the opposite of that is we give thanks, so we avoid becoming a Nachash. So in the actual tefillah of Alah Nisim, of course, we talk about Halav Hodah, but I want to talk about two main points briefly. It says, Zaydim bi'adoyski soyrasecha. Hashem gave over Zaydim, like intentionally bad people, into the hands of people that are involved in Torah. So Rav Chaim Friedlander wants to know, what's the connection? Like most of the things, like he gave the many into the hands of the few, they're direct opposites. What's the opposite, zelu mazeh, between Zaydim, malicious people, and oskei sorasecha? And so he explains that in Mishlei, we see the word Zayd means some also is connected to leitzanas. It says, Zayd yar leitz shemo. So he says that the Greeks, what did they make fun of? Not inherently, the Greeks enjoyed chachma, so they didn't make fun of the chachma itself, but it was oskei sorasecha. The idea that that we learn Torah, we receive our schar, not necessarily for the result, but because of the occupation that we put into it, the effort that we put into Torah, whether we get a result or we don't always understand what we're learning, that's what's valuable in Yiddishkeit, is the oskei sorasecha. That was something the Greeks had trouble dealing with. That was that they subjected to their leitzanus, to their maliciousness, when they saw that we put value into oskei sorasecha. So that's the idea of, it seems to be coming from their azus. They didn't understand the tamimus of Klal Yisrael, that we accept the Torah of Hashem with love. We look at every single word and letter, and we see there's something important there, and if we don't understand it, we say, that's okay, maybe someday I'll understand it, but it's something very, every single word and letter is special. So with the kind of attitude they had of azus, and chutzpah and leisanus, they that bothered them. They couldn't stand that. So that's part of our hodah of Hanukkah, is that we have the ability that we understand. Not only we give thanks, but hodah in the sense of moda al ha'emes. Whereas the Yavanim, they weren't able to look at the idea of oskei sorasecha and see the emes there. Klal Yisrael is able to look at the Torah and say, I might not understand it, but I'm mode to the MS. I know this is from the Ribono Shel Olam. So Rav Chaim Freelander also talks about the idea we say towards the end of Al Nisim. We say, Shua Gedolo Furkan Kayom Hazeh, and you gave us a redemption, a great salvation, redemption as today. So we want to understand, what does it mean, Kayom Hazeh? Well, how is it as today? So Rav Freelander explains that the main purpose when Hashem causes sorrows and then a nes or causes a Yeshua is that we should recognize Hashem, is that we should have his sorrows, we should do tshuva. So that aspect is something that did not only occur back in those days. That when we recall and we think about the nisim that Hashem did for us, and as well as the sorrows that came before that and how Hashem took us out of those sorrows, so we contemplate that, it should be arouse us to tshuva, to become closer to Hashem. Therefore, we say it's Shua Gedola Furkan Kiyayom Hazeh, that this is something that even today reverberates in our minds and has an effect on us. So based on that, we should try to grab on to the idea of the Tamimus and the idea of Bimoda, to accepting Hashem's Torah and giving thanks to Hashem, which is the aspect that the Greeks were opposed to, and we were able to overcome that back then. And again, every year when Hanukkah comes, we're able to grab onto those midos and strengthen ourselves.